Thanks for joining me. In this video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to build a hero app template, which is essentially an application where your users can submit data to you. For example, for street repairs, if there's a pothole on the street, or anything else available that you want user feedback or user data, user data from your customers. I am going to start up and go to Internet Explorer. Now, all these applications, or both the Hero App client and server, you're going to find on my GitHub account. So github.com/mrtiaga, you'll find it there. And if you filter it out, like here, win8_, and you can do hero, you will find the client and the server application. There's also a Finder app, which is a location base, and there's a server and a client for that also. And the Hero app is built on top of the Finder app. So if you've used the Finder app before, you should be familiar with the Hero app. There is also an accompanying blog post, which is located right there. So be sure to check that out if you want to walk through it. But this video should get you up and running fairly quickly. And the server is running on a Node.js, is using Node.js, running on Azure websites, using MongoDB as a backend, and the Windows application is running is WinJS, and it's full blown Windows application. So I am going to switch over to Visual Studio, and I'm going to show you essentially the project structure. So we have our server and we have our Hero app, and once you clone it into your local repository, it's not going to be in this exact same format. I modified my Visual Studio solution, so it's a little bit easier to demo and not have to switch between Windows. But here we have the server, and the main files that you're going to be looking at are the Live Authentication Controller, and this will allow us to do Live ID authentication through our website. And we're also going to be looking at Base Repo. And Base Repo sets up our MongoDB access so we could save data and pull data using the built-in API that is in here. So the first thing, we're going to switch back to MongoLab, or IE. And we're going to go into MongoLab. Now the database, I'm going to create a new one. And they give you the opportunity to create free databases. So everything I'm showing you here, you could get up and running for free, including Azure websites. So there will be no cost to you. I'm just trying to remember my password here. So here we go. So I'm just going to name the database Hero App. I'm going to put it on Windows Azure. It is still in beta, but I've been using it for quite a few applications and haven't had any issues. And I'm going to choose the East location, because that is closer to me. And I'm going to call it Hero App as a password, and Hero App to make life easy. So it's going to go off. It's going to create the database. You'll see you have half a gig of data that you could store. And that, again, is free. And I'm just going to copy this URL. This URL is going to allow us to connect to our MongoLab or MongoDB instance. So I'm going to take that and I'm going to paste it in our baserepo.js file. I'm going to change our username password /HeroApp. And I'm going to save that. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to need to set up our Azure website. And for this, we need this so we could set up our Windows Live client IDs. So I'm going to go into Azure, the management portal, and I'm going to create a website. And I'm just going to call it Hero App, and that is available. And I'm going to put on the East US, because that's where our MongoDB is. And it's going to go off and create it. Then I'm going to just copy our URL and paste that into here. Now you want to make sure you leave the auth.windowslive.callback because that is required for the callback when we do authentication with Live ID. But we want to copy this, and you notice I'm doing a lot of copy and pasting, so it's fairly easy to get this going. But then if you go to back in IE, you go to manage.dev.live.com, you could create a application to give you the client keys that are required. So here I'm just going to create one called Hero App. I'm going to save it. And you notice we have a client ID and a client secret. And I'm going to paste in that URL that we have in our JS file on our Node.js server. I'm going to save it. And then I'm going to copy the client IDs back over to Visual Studio. And give me a sec there. And copy this. So there we go. Now that is done, what we want to do is we want to push it up to Windows Azure. So I'm going to go back to Azure and to the website, and I'm going to set up deployment from source control. Now in here, you could set up either Team Foundation Server, CodePlex, GitHub. You can even use Dropbox or Bitbucket. What I'm going to use is a local repository because we have everything locally. So I'm going to click Go. And once it's done, it will refresh this page. And then get rid of that. And here's our page. So here's our URL to our Git repository that we have on Azure. And a few things that we need to add are this right here. So I'm just going to copy this. And you notice here I am in my Hero App server in Git. And my modified file. So we need to first add these and added keys. And then we are going to do a, just going to paste this in, Git remote add. So it added the remote. And basically, this is saying that you could push up to Azure. And then we're going to do a Git push Azure master. And needs my password. And here you see it's going to start pushing everything up. Our Azure website is updating. It's saying it's deploying. And it's off to the race. It's going to do copy everything over. It's going to run npm install, which is going to install all the components that we have used in the template, in the server template. And that will take a little bit of time. So let's switch back over to Visual Studio, and we will go through the client application. So again, if you're familiar with the Finder app template, the Hero app template is built on top of it. So what you have to do is change the configuration, and the configuration is in config.js, and that is located under the JS file, the JS directory. We're going to need our URL. So our URL was called Hero App. So we need to change that. So I'll change this. There's some debug URLs that we've left in there. And then we're also going to use Facebook authentication on the client side because the Hero App server has the option to either receive anonymous data or receive authorized authenticated data. So somebody has to log in through a Facebook account to be able to submit data. There's also a few other options which I'll go through there, but I'm going to set up the Facebook secret. Actually, I need the app ID and put the key in here. And at the bottom, because we do use Bing Maps, I'm going to go back and get this key. I'm just reusing the key that I have created previously and copy that in. So now we won't be able to run this until our Git deploy is done. So you notice here our Git deploy is done. And if we go to the Azure website, you see the deployment is ready to go with the last commit to be the added keys. All right, so I'm going to go to the Azure site, the one that we pushed up to Azure Websites. And I'm going to log in. And here you see that the this is our server, the sample server that we have up. And there's a few server settings that I want to show you. So you have the ability to allow anonymous issues and allow anonymous comments. So you could either check those or uncheck those. So I'm going to uncheck them. And you also have the ability to auto-approve any issues that come through and auto-approve any comments that come through. I'm going to check those on for the sake of simplicity when showing the app. And then you have a page where all your data comes in. Obviously, we have nothing in there yet because it is we just launched the server. But we also show a map view of where data is and where basic location-based information of where any issues are. So that is all set up. Now we're going to go into the WinJS app. And again, we've set up our URLs already. We've set up our Facebook. And now we could just run this. So it's going to ask us if we're allowed to use our location. And here it found our location, and you notice how there's no issues available. So because our server is just it's just up and running. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create a new issue. It's going to ask me to log in, and because we set up Facebook, we should be good to go. And I'm going to log in there, and we are logged in now. So I'm going to set up a new issue. I'm going to say test issue. I'm going to select an image. I'm just going to go to Bing because I don't have any pictures on here. I'm going to select this one. You have the option to change the location. So if we want to say it's out in Oakville area, you could do that. You could there's different options that you could put, and these options, again, are configurable. And then here we could say worn down test. And we're going to submit. It's going to submit the issue. It's going to say please wait. And you notice there we have our issue. If we go in, we could go into details. And we have the option to add a comment. I'm going to select this one here. And submit the comment, comment submitted, and there's our comment here. And this image you may want to change, but we figure that's good enough for now. Now if we go back to our server, we go into our data, and we refresh this. You notice we have our test issue, and a little bit of styling needs to be done, but you know that's why it's open sourced. And we have our test comment here. And you have the ability to unapprove the issue if you want to hide it, if something inappropriate, or unapprove the comment. And that's where the server settings comes here. So you could remove the auto-approve if you want to manually approve things. So this is just some configuration that you could do for the app, and the app will automatically pick it up. So that, in a nutshell, is how you could get a hero app type of application running, Node.js backend server running on Azure websites, and a WinJS application that you could build and submit to the Windows Store. And again, to collect, you know, crowdsource some data if you want to do that, you know, street information, if you want to crowdsource information on, you know, if places are accessible. And it's a great way to collect data, open up the data, and just build an app. So thanks again for your time, and see you next time.